How can you intentionally handle holiday stress? Well, we have some tips for you, but we have America ready to tell you what they're doing to de-stress their lives. And you can come join us at 888-888-1717.
From the studios of the Intentional Living Center in beautiful Tucson, Arizona, welcome to Intentional Living. Your host is Dr. Randy Carlson. You know, along with the holiday season comes holiday stress. And if you're being stressed out, Dr. Randy wants to hear from you. Our lines are open, 1-888-888-1717. Again, that's 1-888-888-1717. Now, to help you be intentional for your life, here's Randy.
All right, thank you, Kurt. So go de-stress yourself, my friend. Because stress, now we think about stress, stress is a normal part of life. If you drove today anywhere in your town, especially if it's a busy city, a lot of traffic, oh man, that's stressful. Getting the kids up and getting them going back into routine, shopping now for Christmas, getting, you know, the family together or traveling, lots of things going on that create stress. Now, the problem isn't stress. Stress, you know, is a normal part of life. In fact, the opposite of stress is death. I mean, you're going to have stress until you're dead, and then it's over, you know, I mean, as far as the daily stress of life. What the problem isn't stress, rather it's when your brain reacts to stress and puts you into what's been often referred to as that fight or flight response, chemical response, your body gets ready and nowhere to go, and all of a sudden you're under stress. And that kind of stress, if it's constant over time, can kill you or at least hurt you. The peace is gone. The physical symptoms can show up. You know, you can get headaches. You can, heart can start to race, all sorts of things that can be a part of stress. We all have read about it. We know it's sort of a part of our culture in which we live. We can't stop the world, but we can control what it's doing to us. You can control what it's doing to you. Now, what I'd like to do here, I'll tell you what I'd like to do. I'd like to have you all come and join us. Our phone line is open, and Steve's ready to take your calls. Steven's ready to take your calls. And what we're going to do is we want to hear some specific things you're doing to de-stress this Christmas season, specific things that are helping that will help you, okay? 888-888-1717 is my number, 888-888-1717. Here's a verse, sort of the verse for this half hour, Isaiah 26:3. Where the scripture says to us, you will keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on you because he trusts in you. Isn't that a beautiful verse? I'm going to have you do something with that verse this half hour. I'm going to give you the answer, the solution to the next 30 days to de-stress your life, okay? And a lot of good tips coming in as well. 888-888-1717.
I have actually left my job and moved here just yesterday.
Wow.
To be with my daughter and to get a fresh start, something that needed to happen so that I can be there for my teenage daughters. My job was too demanding in Arkansas, and I followed my husband to Arkansas 2 years ago, and he left me for someone else. So after 19 years of marriage, now I have to intentionally be okay with I'm not even in my home at Christmas. I gave my tree away. I can't get to my ornaments. They're in storage as of last night. And I have to be intensely okay with it's going to be an okay Christmas. I do have Christ. I've grown very close to him even more this year. I can be with my family, with my daughter and my three granddaughters and my two teenage girls. And all my kids will be together at Christmas.
That's good. Good. You know, there's things that we can control here at Christmas time. She controls how she chooses to view this season, puts the focus on what she does have, not what she doesn't have. Not on the things she can't get to, but the things she can get to. And you and I can control during this season if we exercise or not, what we eat, if we overload our schedule. And we can control how much stressful media, like the news reports that continue to flood in and let's face it, you can only take so much of that, and your body is going to react. And so I'm going to give you, during this half hour, one thing that I'm going to encourage you to do intentionally for the next 7 days. 7 days. I'm going to challenge you, starting now, for the next 7 days, to one thing. I'll share with that with you in just a moment what that is. Come join us, 888-888-1717. Okay, Laura's on the line. Laura, welcome to our Intentional Living Center.
Thank you. One of the biggest things is Christmas has become so commercialized and everybody wants you to buy, buy, buy. Well, you know, most of us don't have money to go out and buy the latest and greatest gadget. So one of the things that we do is, especially for the little ones, is they want to give gifts to their friends. My granddaughter, for instance, has friends at school she wants to give presents to, but she also has an extremely large stuffed animal collection. So I said, why don't you pick out a couple of stuffed animals and let's, you know, put a bow on them, make some wrapping paper, and give those. A lot of times we go to the Goodwill and we pick up items from there because I feel that there's plenty of things that I don't want to shop retail. I'd rather shop, you know, secondhand. And also I'm making Christmas gifts like pot holders and things like that because it's just a personal touch and it doesn't really mm-hmm. cost a lot. Most of what we're giving as gifts are things that we have laying around our house.
Well, Laura, the fact you're putting a personal touch on it is a good thing. I think the expectations for Christmas are just unrealistic. People have to have a perfect home, perfect meals, perfect gift, perfect wrapping. And some of you wrestle with that, and it can wear you out. And one of the things that we know is that what stresses out one person may not be what stresses out another person. It may be that you get stressed out trying to measure up and having everything perfect. For someone else, it might be stressed out because you've just been through a tough year and a financial reversal, and maybe there's been a divorce and you're stressed out because you don't know how to keep all the loose ends together. Or maybe for someone else, stressed out thinking about the in-laws coming for the holidays and what that means and stress that you didn't anticipate. And understanding that what stresses out one person doesn't stress out everybody else. But knowing what it is, what's the trigger for you is important. Okay, thank you, Laura. Appreciate your call. You think about stress. How about you? What's one thing that you're doing to de-stress this Christmas? 888-888-1717.
I'm Parkey Thompson with your Intentional Financial Minute. It is somewhat painful to think that we're on the verge of another Christmas season. I love the holiday season, but it's hard accepting that another year has so quickly flown by. I used to dread the season because it was that time that my family slipped a little further into debt, paying for all the gifts. But not anymore, and you don't have to either. Use cash for Christmas. The practice is easy and rewarding. Simply take your total Christmas spending amount, divide the amount by the number of months left in the year, and set aside that money each month for buying Christmas gifts. By intentionally setting aside money each month, you can begin your Christmas shopping earlier in the year when items are really on sale, and you will set yourself up for a peaceful, debt-free Christmas morning. There is nothing better than watching your loved ones open gifts that are really paid for and knowing that there are no bills headed for your mailbox. Remember, the earlier you start in the year, the easier it is. For Intentional Living, I'm Parkey Thompson.
Thank you, Parkey. And online, Facebook, people are sharing their ideas today. Scott says, I find time for regular routines like a walk every day. I find peace in routine. You know, routine can be very, very secure. Feeling to us, knowing what's predictable here. I like what Debbie says. Debbie says, holding God's hand, thanking Him for all He does for me and my family. Sharon reminds us, making ornaments for everyone, not buying any gifts. Making ornaments has been therapeutic. Lots of time to pray over the ornaments and who will be receiving them. He directs my path. And Susan echoes a similar theme. She says, keeping stress out of the holidays is simple by keeping focused on Christ, our most and greatest gift ever given. Okay, let's go back to calls. Jan is in Michigan. Hi, Jan. Welcome to Intentional Living Center.
Hi, Dr. Carlson. Thank you for taking my call.
Appreciate it. Looks like you have a strategy for de-stressing your life. What is it?
Oh, sir, I am trying. The one thing I am trying desperately in my life, and especially right now at the holiday season, is something I learned through your CD teachings every month, and that is your formula of expectations minus reality equal disappointment.
Yeah.
I think at this time of year, we really tend to hyperinflate our expectations. I know for myself, I have grown children, and a few weeks ago I learned that they would not be coming home for Christmas, which I had already hyperinflated this whole scenario in my mind, and so immediately that set me up for the reality and the disappointment.
Yeah, so
what I've done is I've allowed myself to kind of grieve that loss that the kids are not coming home and move beyond that, recognizing it was my expectations that really set me up for that disappointment.
Absolutely.
And try to recognize those earlier to not make that same mistake.
And listen, Jan, you're going to have a better December because you can't change reality. They're not going to be there. And so you either get into the stressful mode and, like you say, telling yourself lies and working yourself up, or you adjust the reality, your expectations to meet reality, and you're going to have a better December.
Yeah. Absolutely. It already has made preparations for even when I do get an opportunity to see them better versus feeling that depression and that mourning and that loss.
Like, absolutely.
I had to allow myself to grieve that and let that go before I could move on.
Good for you. And you're going to have a better December for it, and you're going to focus on the things you do have control over, which ultimately is one of the best anecdotes for stress, is controlling the things we can control and doing the things we can and not focusing on the things we have no control over. Because that's unrealistic.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Well, good for
that's
you.
So
hey.
Difficult.
Yeah, absolutely. Hey, I'm glad you're listening. You enjoy the CDs?
Absolutely. They're very helpful. I listen to them, and then I share them with several family members.
Fantastic. Well, thank you for your support, and appreciate you being a part of the membership family.
Thank you.
Jan is one of our members, and members, so you know what she's talking about, every month I get a chance to teach. I teach with my staff, or I teach with a large group, maybe at a conference, and we record it, and then we send it out to monthly members of Intentional Living. That's what she was referring to. Can I challenge you for one thing for the next 7 days? Identify one thing that stresses you out the most during every December. We've talked about some of them, unrealistic expectations of yourself or others. Maybe, not exercising or overloading your schedule, or maybe it's your eating habits, or it's a relationship problem, or whatever it is. But what is one thing that tends to stress you out during December? And I'm going to challenge you for the next 7 days, replace that one thing with something that will bring you back to the true meaning of Christmas. For instance, if in getting started for Christmas, you tend to spend too much, don't do that. Have a budget, stick with it. Maybe it's eating too much at this time of the year. Well, plan ahead before you get into a situation. Maybe you schedule too much. Maybe the one thing you could do is say, you're going to control your schedule and just say no. Maybe for you, you sleep too little. Set a bedtime. Turn off the TV and stick with it. But one thing. And then I'm going to challenge you also to memorize a verse from Scripture, Isaiah 26:3, but I'm going to suggest you change the words to make them personal for yourself. The Scripture says, "You will keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on you." Our minds are at the center of what controls our emotions and our life. And I would encourage you to get Isaiah 26:3 in your Bible and make it a very personal verse that you memorize for yourself. And say it this way: "You will keep me in perfect peace when my mind stays on you." And when we focus on Christ, when we focus on his intentional love for us and the true priority of Christmas, that's a beginning point for de-stressing your life. "You will keep me in perfect peace when I keep my mind stayed upon you."
Dr. Andy, my name is Darcy, and I am currently engaged to a very wonderful man who is serving our country bravely in Afghanistan. After listening to many of your programs, I realized that I do consider myself to be a single woman with an attachment. And I know that sounds funny because I am engaged, but he is spending 9 months in a different land, so it's hard for me to do everything by myself. But through your program, I learned how to support him in a real way, how I can get support from him and ask him for different things that I need. It's just been a blessing to listen to the ministry that you provide, knowing that I'm being prayed for every single day by people I don't even know And it's just wonderful. So I just wanted to thank you for that. And thank you for all the prayers and everything you've ever done for us.
Well, you're very welcome, Darcy, and God bless you and that man you're engaged to for his service overseas. We pray he'll be safe and come home, and that your wedding and, more importantly, your marriage will just be something that'll honor God as you go through this time. It's a time for you guys to, as you communicate with each other, get to know yourself better. Darcy, get to know, he gets to know himself better, and then the two of you coming together in marriage. We're really pleased for you. You know, at this time of the year, as we're getting close to the end, why do so many of us live in this valley of indecision in our life instead of saying yes or no to the issues of life? And I thought of, and you could probably think of many others, but I thought of five things. First of all, the fear to be wrong. Many people just fear being wrong. They don't want to be wrong. Some people fear loss because there's always a loss. Here's the truth. When I pick this, I don't pick that. Or the fear of missing out. Or the fear of not knowing enough. Some people say, hey, until I know everything, I'm not going to make a decision at all. Or the fear of looking foolish. Some of us just, you know, I don't say yes or no just because I'll look foolish. It comes down to fear. Write the word fear. Fear, fear. What does Paul say to Timothy in 2 Timothy 1:7? God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of what? Power and love and a sound mind. That's God's intention.
Boy, that's
for us.
True. God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and love, and as the scripture says, a sound mind. That's lifted from the teaching for the month of November called The Power of Yes and No. And this is my last opportunity to offer this to you today. And Sarah, here's how it works. Every month we have a brand new, fresh teaching. We've got a brand new one starting in December. For November, it was on the topic of yes and no. And this is my last opportunity to let you in under the wire. If you'd like to receive this, members, you've already received it. It's already gone to your home. Hope you're enjoying it, sharing it with others. Thanks for the feedback. But if you're not a member, come and join us today. And with your monthly support, you're going to help keep intentional living going. You're going to be part of this journey. And we get to come alongside of you and frankly mentor you and encourage you on your journey. I'll get this CD to you. And then also, here's what's going to happen. Every month, you'll start receiving a brand new CD in the mail. Just a way of saying thanks. Now you can download it, share it with others, but we'll get it to you as a way of saying thanks for your support. Okay? And also the Thrive at Christmas, the little book that we've talked about during November, Made to Thrive at Christmas, last opportunity for that as well. So again, two ways. If you're listening during West Coast business hours, you can call 888-888-1717, talk to our staff, press number 4, or you can go online anytime today at theintentionallife.com, theintentionallife.com, but don't miss out, don't wait, don't delay, okay? Because the time is passing.
Do you feel stress instead of joy during Christmas? How do you fix it?
Welcome to the Intentional Living Minute. Here's psychologist Dr. Gregory Jantz, our intentional mental health specialist.
What if your own expectations of perfectionism are what's doing you in? How do you stop the adrenaline rush and get back to the real reason for the season? Start with an intentional focus on making memories and blessing people. Late night car ride with the kids to look at Christmas lights, or Christmas movie night with popcorn and hot chocolate. This is your life, and you get to choose what makes it special. Whatever you do, focus on being rather than doing. Your peaceful spirit and joy will bless your family more than everything else being perfect. For Intentional Living, I'm Dr. Greg Jantz.
For more insight and encouragement, go to theintentionallife.com.
People talk to Dr. Carlson on Intentional Living every day, but they're also interacting with the program staff and our Facebook family. Go to Facebook/Intentional Living and see comments and discussions about the program from some of our most passionate fans. Leave your comment at Facebook/Intentional Living. You can also talk to us directly through our comment line. Call 888-888-1717 and tell us what's on your mind at Intentional Living.
Hey, it's producer Rob for Intentional Living. If you hear something on the program today and think, wow, I wish I could hear that later, you can. In fact, most nights before bedtime, when things settle down, I pull out the iPhone and listen to that day's Intentional Living program on iTunes. And if you don't have an iPhone, just go to your smartphone's app store and download the Intentional Living app for free. And voila, you can hear any program on demand right there on your smartphone or on your tablet. And if you're at your laptop or desktop computer, head over to theintentionallife.com and then to Program Highlights, and you can access all the archived Intentional Living programs searchable by title and keyword. It's just one more way to help you live an intentional life in Christ. The website again, theintentionallife.com.
You're listening to Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. Intentional Living is furnished by Parent Talk Incorporated and is made possible by the generous support of listeners just like you. This program is not a substitute for professional counseling, medical, financial, or legal advice. Intentional Living is not intended to be therapy by radio. Randy?
All right. Thank you, Kurt. How do you de-stress your Christmas season here? Don, welcome to the program. How are you today?
I'm doing fine.
What do you do to de-stress Christmas?
Randy, to de-stress it around Christmas time, I make sure that I get plenty of sleep. Don't try to be too hurried. Make sure I get to church as often as I can. And I get to plenty of support groups, because even now I'm in the middle of a divorce. My wife is fairly young, and she's early 30s, and she's got stage 4 breast cancer. Through all this, I rarely get to see my children right now. Mm-hmm. So it's pretty tough right now. But I'm still got a lot of peace in my life, and life is okay. You know, I just choose to not let the world dictate how I'm going to manage my life.
Well, Don, listen, there's a bunch of people like you, unfortunately, around the world that are just facing unbelievable stress. It's like it all piles on at one time, and we start focusing on it, can be overwhelming in our lives. And just like the verse that I quoted in Isaiah, where you will keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on you, it's a matter of a decision of the mind, and then deciding to act in a way that's consistent with the truth every day, telling yourself the truth, and then living consistent with that truth every day. So, all right, hold on. I want you to hang on too, Don, because at the end here, I'm going to pray for everybody who's been calling in with the stress that you all are experiencing here. Terry's on the line in Florida. Thank you, Terry. Welcome to the program.
Hey, glad to be on.
What do you do?
Listen to you guys every day.
Thank you.
Again?
Thank you. Glad you're listening. Where do you live? In Panama City?
Panama City Beach.
Fantastic. Beautiful place. What do you do at this Christmas season to handle stress?
Well, I guess I need to sum it up in just saying that we were blessed with a ministry, and we call it Open Heart Ministry, and we go to people's homes that are scared to go to church or afraid that, you know, that they're not right for the Lord, and we go and we minister to people. But we have found that throughout the holidays, especially with the stress, because I've got a little brother I lost in an accident at the age of 19, and I'm away from my family. They live in Tennessee. But we have found that with the bills stacking up and all the burdens coming down on us, that we get joy and peace, first of all, through prayer. Mm-hmm. But then we find our joy and our peace as we go, and we sign up, volunteer for like food lines at the Salvation Army. And we go and we just help people, and we minister to them, and we just have a smile on our face. And when we leave, the joy that is inside of us is so great that we don't even think about Christmas gifts. We don't think about bills. I mean, the peace, and it's just so awesome. I mean, I don't even know how to even say it.
Well, I think you've said it well, Terry, and every person who's experienced that has had the same experience. That little cliche that we hear, it's more blessed to give than receive, is a truth. We've been wired to be givers and to serve. That's the way God made us, to serve one another. He didn't make us to be consumers. I mean, that's not ultimately why we're wired. I mean, the way we're wired. But it's become the way of our culture to be consumers. That we want service, we want people to serve us. I'm a people listener and a people watcher, and when I hear people always focusing on themselves and their issues and their things and the things they want, you realize they missed it, that God's real intention is for us to be givers. Well, let me pray for everybody here, because this can be, as we start this new month, get a little overstressed, that we take a big, deep breath and let God be the center of all of this. And Father, that's what we ask for as we start this December. Every person listening to my voice is going to get a stress attack at some point. It could be from another person, from a health challenge, financial thing, just life. And I pray that this month that we will focus on that verse that reminds us from your word that says, you will keep us in perfect peace when our minds are stayed upon you. And I pray that that'll be our attitude and have a disposition of service and caring for others. In Christ's name, amen.
Hi, my husband and I, we have four children, two boys, ages 25 and 22. Our girls are 18 and soon to be 16. My husband's a stepfather to my older two boys, and we often have conflict when it comes to the oldest son. He's a new dad. He's always asking for help, and he's not really following God. He's having a hard time with work, finding and keeping a job, constantly asking for help, and I tend to want to give him that help, and my husband doesn't. He wants him to kind of do that on his own, which I believe he does need to do that on his own, but as a mom, I want to give him that help. So my husband and I do have quite a bit of conflict over that. So if you have any suggestions on a way my husband and I can kind of deal with that together, that would be wonderful.
Hey, listen, you know, the but in your statement is what's getting you in trouble. You are telling me, and others listening, you sort of agree with your husband that there has to be some limits, put some things in place, hold him accountable, but, and then the mom's heart comes out. And there's the battleground that creates the tension, because you probably look at your husband as a meanie. You know, he's trying to be mean, and yet you kind of know he's right, and so you're not settled in your own heart on this. Can I encourage you and your husband just to sit down and ask one question? And here'd be the question I would ask if you were in front of me. I say, okay, all right, here's your son. You've shared that you both agree that he's sort of irresponsible. He's not following God. He's not doing what he needs to do. And he keeps coming, asking for more and more. Here'd be the question. What one thing can you do together that is most likely to help your son actually grow up and become a responsible adult? And answer that to the best of your ability in prayer, and then do that one thing. Okay? All right. Hey, that wraps it up for today. We'll see you next time right here from Intentional Living.